Grace Goes Viral Saturday. The Chasing Epic Challenge Week 5. Out by loving more people. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. But the man went and spread the word, proclaiming to everyone what had happened. Mark 1:45. Have you ever heard of the baby shark dance video? If so, then you're probably part of the reason for its 14.22 billion, yes, I said billion views. It's considered by many to be the most viral video ever made. That got me thinking about why some videos go viral and others don't. What makes someone see something, then want to share it with other people they know? What would make me want to share something? I first thought it either has to be really funny or helpful, but then realized it goes deeper than that. I want someone else to feel something positive or share the joy that I've felt. That's why Grace has been going viral for over 2,000 years too. In a world obsessed with going viral for the latest trend or meme, the concept of grace spreading like wildfire might seem out of place. Yet, the healed leper's reaction to Jesus' act of kindness shows us the irresistible nature of true grace. When we experience the life-changing love of Jesus, it's impossible to keep it to ourselves. It's designed to go viral, touching lives and hearts. When Jesus said His kingdom had come to earth, He was showing us a world where acts of kindness, not just catchy videos, went viral. Where stories of forgiveness, love, and grace dominated our feeds and conversations. This starts with us, choosing to live out the grace we've received in every interaction. Whether it's a simple smile, a listening ear, or a helping hand, we have the power to spread grace in a way that can change the world. Let's help make grace go viral today. Remember that religion wants to draw lines to exclude, but Jesus crosses them to include. That's worth making grace go viral. Don't forget this week's Chasing Epic Challenge is to bless at least 3 people with a kind word, random act of kindness, or gift. Put others first. Last but not least is your 2 prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 6, verses 45 through 56. Immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and head across the lake to Bethsaida, while he sent the people home. After telling everyone goodbye, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Late that night, the disciples were in their boat in the middle of the lake, and Jesus was alone on land. He saw that they were in serious trouble, rowing hard and struggling against the wind and waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on the water. He intended to go past them, but when they saw him walking on the water, they cried out in terror, thinking he was a ghost. They were all terrified when they saw him. But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage, I am here." Then he climbed into the boat, and the wind stopped. They were totally amazed, for they still didn't understand the significance of the miracle of the loaves. Their hearts were too hard to take it in. After they had crossed the lake, they landed at Gennesaret. They brought the boat to shore and climbed out. The people recognized Jesus at once, and they ran throughout the whole area, carrying sick people on mats to wherever they heard he was. Wherever he went, in villages, cities, or the countryside, they brought the sick out to the marketplaces. They begged him to let the sick touch at least the fringe of his robe, and all who touched him were healed. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains, but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless. But love will last forever. Now our knowledge is partial and incomplete, and even the gift of prophecy reveals only part of the whole picture. But when the time of perfection comes, these partial things will become useless. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see things imperfectly as in a cloudy mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.